Yeah, my questions are for Mikel. Article 12. Can you please tell the committee what measures have been taken to abolish laws allowing substitute decision making that remove or limit the legal capacity of persons with disabilities and replace it with supported decision making mechanisms? Could you please tell the committee what measures are available in Macau to facilitate supported decision making in line with Article 12 and General Comment 1 of the UNCRPD? Please tell us if information about supported decision making is available in accessible forms such as easy read, braille or sign language. For we have heard that persons with disabilities are not allowed to give statements in person when they are before the justice system. Can you please explain why people are not allowed to be present in court? Article 19. Please tell the committee what measures have been taken to create more accessible and affordable housing in the community. Two, please tell the committee what you are doing to end institutionalisation and adopt deinstitutionalisation strategy for Macau. Can you please tell the committee what has been done to ensure persons with disabilities can live independently and be included in the community, such as providing accessible and affordable support services, including personal assistance? Do persons with disabilities, including people with intellectual disabilities, get a choice about where and with whom they live? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sir Robert. Ms. Tonkwe?